Live from our Alta Gracia Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is Episode 8 of the Chair of Change podcast series. Today's topic, Dear Diary, I was writing and reading while I flushed. Part 1 of 2 on how to start your morning. The thought of keeping a diary will bring sweet memories to our lady listeners and a cringe to our male audience. But before you conjure up visions of, quote, Dear Diary, he loves me, he loves me not, what I'm really talking about is keeping a journal. To quote the words of Quinn McDonald at Quinn Creative, a diary is a report of what happened during the day, where you ate, who you met, details leading up to the kerfuffle in the office, and who took whose side. A journal is completely different. A journal is about examining your life. It's a GPS system for your spirit. For example, I've made this mistake before, and I always make it when I'm rushed for time and feel panicky. But I feel panicky because I know I'm headed for the same mistake. Journals lead to insight, growth, and sometimes the achievement of a goal. So, how do you keep your journal from drifting into the Dear Diary arena? First, get yourself a notebook. Yes, I said it, a notebook. You know, a paper device that when it comes in contact with a pen or pencil will yield characters that resemble a written language. This is probably the point at which many of our tech-savvy listeners have cringed while having visions of elementary school teachers scratching their nails across the chalkboard. Well, let me give you a little bit of insight. Professor Anne Mangen, a reading expert from Stavanger University in Norway, and neurophysiologist Jean-Luc Vallée of Marseille University, published a study citing children and students who write by hand learn better than those who type. The study goes on to say, something is apparently lost in the brain process when switching from pen and book to computer screen and keyboard. So, there you have it. We recommend a notebook, but not a computer. Second, we recommend doing your journal entries first thing in the morning. The old adage, let's sleep on it, is very applicable here. We recommend writing for 15 minutes, no more, no less. We're not looking for a doctoral dissertation or anything that resembles War and Peace. What we are looking for is the first topic that comes to your mind the moment you wake up. Why do we suggest sleep on it? Well, the purpose of this technique is to allow your body's normal sleeping pattern to get rid of all the minutiae from the previous day. When you awake the next morning, whatever is left are the real, tangible, and actionable issues that need to be worked out. Third, as we mentioned in step 2, we're not looking for a doctoral dissertation, and we're definitely not looking for you to write longer than 15 minutes. 15 minutes is just the perfect amount of time to yield, quote, that first topic that jumps at you shortly following that 5 a.m. wake-up call. As I read these points, I can hear in the distance rumblings of, quote, I just don't have the time in the morning. Well, get ready. On part 2, I read while I flush, we'll ask you to find another 15 minutes to do your morning reading. But more on that next week. The bottom line is this. Journaling that first topic that comes to mind and doing so for no longer than 15 minutes will give you the clarity that was missing while you were attempting to navigate that river of panic at your office the previous day. And that's change you can count on. Remember, you can follow us on iTunes by simply clicking the iTunes button in your player window, and you can take the Chair of Change with you on the go. You can also follow us on Twitter at Chair of Change. We welcome your comments and suggestions for a future podcast. You can reach us at Coaching with Juan, that's J-U-A-N, at gmail.com. From our Alta Gracia Sound Magic Studios in Glen Burnie, Maryland, this is Juan Carlos Vega for the Chair of Change podcast series.